And joining me in the Caravia studios this afternoon are members of the board of the Tea Sippers. They have been on our airwaves for quite a number of years, a young group that started off in high school but has since embraced other members, and many of the board members have since graduated from high school and are doing amazingly creative things in our community. They're here to talk about a weekend of new works. It's called Tea Time, a collection of original works. It will take place this weekend at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. We'll also talk a bit about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which they will be presenting later on in the fall. They just held auditions for that. So we'd like to welcome Andrew Vinson, Lucas Gilbo, Brandy Champagne, and Joey Mills, who are all on the board of the Tea Sippers and very much involved in this weekend of original works called Tea Time. So, Andrew, I'm going to turn to you first to talk about the concept of Tea Time and why you all came up with this. You're known for high-quality theater already in your young lives, also for the variety of plays that you all have produced, from musicals to smaller, very edgy plays, to more classic plays. So you've really done a wide range. How did the idea for Tea Time come about?
When we started about almost 5 years ago, our second piece that we ever did was an original play by myself, and we found it to be very, very successful. And over the years, we did an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. It was a sort of a parody, comedic version of Romeo and Juliet that I adapted, and it was very successful. And on the board of people, we have several writers, probably 7 or 8 of us who are on the board. I think there are 11 of us, love to write and are actually very, very good at it. And so we were playing around with the idea of sort of starting a festival, a monthly festival, or every other month, presenting original work, whether they be straight plays or musicals or whatever they would be. Because a lot of us just write in general, and so we wanted to present that. And so Tea Time is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend, and every day is something different. Thursday's a film that we spent, I don't know how many hours filming and then editing and all sorts of things. We're going to have a Q&A afterward. Friday's a one-man show by one of our board members, Austin Boudreau, and then Saturday is a sketch piece with different pieces, some comedic, some dramatic. There's poetry, there's dance, there's music, there's just theater. And so the weekend's just an original, just a big mess of original work.
Well, a real variety of mediums. I mean, when you say write, you're talking about writing for widely varying mediums, not what we would think of as just classic theater. So let's talk with some of you who are doing some of the writing and the performing. Brandy, you've written a piece for this wonderful weekend. What have you set your skills to? Is it the poetry, the film, the theater? What did you write?
It's definitely a theater piece. It's more improv than anything. I just kind of wrote an outline and I gave it to Joey and Austin and I told them to run with it, basically, because I didn't want to strap them down with lines. I wanted it to be really natural, so I just gave them my idea and I let them do what they wanted to do, and I kind of directed them along the way.
I'm always struck by the confidence that you all have, and this is really played out too in the confidence you have in presenting your own original works. And whether it's just a sketch of an idea or perhaps something more fully fleshed out, you seem quite happy and comfortable presenting that and doing that. And I'm sure it is the training of the Tea Sippers over the past 5 years of doing so many different types of theater and probably directing some of that theater as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's that. It's a lot with that. But it's also just, I have a lot of ideas, and I'm not as strong of a writer as a lot of the other ones, like, technically. I don't know a lot of technical skills with writing, but I do like to, like, present my ideas, I guess. And sometimes I need help with people actually writing it, but I have a lot of ideas that I would like to get out there. And I just think it's awesome that I can just give the people that I work with closely an idea and have them run with it. I just think it's a lot easier that way than just saying, like, here's what you do here and here's what you do there.
And one of our main goals, I think, was trying to give everyone on the board who wanted an opportunity the opportunity to present some of their original ideas, because, over a year, we only have time to do about 4 or 5 productions, and most of them are pieces that have already been produced. And so this is a really good way of showing just how much creativity we have, and you know, that creativity, what we put into, you know, a published author's work or something like that. And so it's been really, really nice to see what they've come up with.
Well, Brandy, give us a, I don't know, a sense of what are some of your ideas. You may not want to give it away if it's improv. You want people to be surprised. But when you talk about ideas, what kinds of ideas are you talking about?
Actually, a lot of
scenes,
my ideas are
relationships.
Yeah, a lot of them are just really weird and experimental. A lot of them can't really be brought out, but this one particularly was just like, I wanted to develop a really realistic relationship on stage with two characters, and I wanted it to be like fully natural, and I just wanted whatever happened in the scene to like get to a certain goal, however it would happen in real life. And I wanted to be able to portray that. And I wanted people to see something that wasn't just acting, but was like brought out by real emotions. Mm-hmm. Because that's a lot of what I do with my acting and with like the way I direct, is I just like everything to be really raw and really like natural and real. I don't like the idea of playing a character that isn't partially yourself, I guess. Mm-hmm. So.
And so what night will your piece be performed?
Saturday night.
On Saturday night, the finale of the weekend.
Yeah.
Does it have a name or?
It doesn't have a name. The scene, it's multiple scenes. It's three different scenes that happen throughout the night, not back to back. And they each have a name, but the names don't really mean much. I didn't really want them to have specific names because I didn't want to give it any kind of like, you know, structure really. I just had a very loose outline of what I wanted. I had a starting point and a goal, like a goal that I wanted them to meet. So,
okay. Are you all going to have programs for each night?
We do have programs. We have to edit them because we've been rehearsing all week, and some ideas, we've had new ideas just over the course of the week, and we've kind of added in, you know, like last night we were rehearsing things and we realized that some things really worked or some things didn't. So we have to flesh out ideas and kind of edit things. But yeah, we have programs, and everyone will know, you know, even if they're not listening now, whoever walks in the door, they'll know, they'll be warned, like, this is what's happening tonight.
Brandy's piece is coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Be prepared for unusual realism, something like
exactly.
A description. Now, Joey Mills, are you a student here at UL?
No,
you're still in high school.
Yes,
ma'am. You're one of the T-Sippers who are still in high school. Brandy, you've graduated, haven't
you?
Yes, you have. Now, you were in Romeo and Juliet, I believe.
Yes.
That's what you came here the last time to talk about.
I came here last time to talk about Into the Woods. I did play Romeo and Romeo and Juliet. That was the second play that I did with these people. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most...
You can't call them these people. You're
these
on the board,
people.
Joey.
I guess I can't anymore. The second play that I did with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was
a whole
lot of fun. It was the one of the most fun things that I've done on the stage. So I guess I have to thank you guys for that. But
no, you don't.
Yeah, okay. I'm part of you guys.
So
now,
you've stayed with the group, and you're now on the board, and you are expressing yourself creatively this weekend.
Yeah.
What have you written?
Wouldn't have it any other way. I wrote. We have a little piece where everyone reads a little bit of poetry that they wrote. Some of it is a little serious. Mine is not serious at all. I kind of wrote mine as a narrative. And it's a comedy piece. I don't know if I want to say too much about it because I wanted it to be kind of off the wall. And I don't know. It's about a boy talking to his grandpa, and his grandpa's just senile.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of other pieces, though, that are really, really serious. I know that Andrew and one of our friends, Christian, wrote some really good pieces, some serious pieces as well. And that's the thing in this play that we're doing, is we have some comedy pieces and we have some drama pieces, but we do have some pieces that are just about realism or like relationships between characters that don't have a specific like point to entertainment, I suppose, but it's more about showing showing these characters and showing these relationships, I suppose.
Well, I really like the fact that you all don't seem to have boundaries. You're not creating formal, unnatural boundaries between these artistic pieces. You're really allowing people's interest and creativity to flow. And whether it's poetry or an improv piece or a dance piece, you're allowing all of those to exist together this coming weekend. So it's very, very interesting way to present. It's variety, but not in the traditional sense of a variety show.
And I really like the way Joey is talking about relationships, because that's something that as a whole we really focus on in everything. I think all of our plays are mostly character driven, and
absolutely.
And I think in particular this, we get to show some of ourselves actually, not just as characters, and that kind of goes with what Brandy said. You know, you get to see Joey on stage and Brandy and Lucas and Andrew not in character at various points in the show. You know, so I think that's nice, because you actually, if you don't know us, you kind of get to meet who we are in a sense, and mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And a funny thing is that, like, a lot of these pieces are written, but a lot of them are written based off of things that we just kind of came up with, like an improv to become a scene. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really interesting. Because it just makes it a lot better, you know, like it makes it easier to read the lines or to say something with a certain emphasis, I guess.
It feels a lot more natural to us, especially just going through a scene where we've improvised it and we figure out on our own like how this should go instead of having a specific structure to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, and isn't that one of the first rules of creative writing, is write what you know, and so it feels solid and it feels sincere and natural. Mm-hmm. I do want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are on the board of the Tea Sippers. We're talking about Tea Time, a collection of original works that will be performed this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. And the Tea Sippers here are Andrew Vincent, Lucas Gilbo, Brandy Champagne, and Joey Mills. Lucas, we haven't heard from you yet. You are a student here at UL Lafayette. You're a theater major, and you've actually worked in KRVS's studios before
a few times.
Music media major. So you're very interested in sound.
Yeah, that's what I've done since I was about 16. So
right.
It just kind of developed from starting off running sound for Battle of the Bands in high school to just working all over town at this point.
So how does your experience in sound affect your creativity in this group? Do you find that informs your creativity or what you do? Do you write or act? How do you participate in this group?
Mostly it just allows me to come at things from a more technical angle, mm-hmm. as far mm-hmm. as like presenting things in as we move to larger venues. Recently we just moved to the ACA for Into the Woods, and that was definitely a challenge, but it was also wonderfully successful, and it was a great learning experience for all of us. And as we start moving into those larger venues for things like that, the technical side of things does come to play a little bit more. And I also recently got to do a lot of film work for Tea Time. Particularly, we're doing Fans of the Office Might Appreciate. It's a mockumentary style film that's going to be presented Thursday night. And I don't know. I really enjoyed.
So your skills and talents were in great use for that film. Did you participate in any of the writing or the acting of it? Someone mentioned that you were acting in something.
Yeah, he's in a bit of the film, and I was really, really interested in seeing. Lucas has been playing with a lot of camera work all summer for Into the Woods, like during rehearsals and things. And I was really interested in seeing just how well the film turned out, because he's been experimenting a lot with the more film side, I guess, of entertainment. I really, really like the way that the film came out.
Mm-hmm. So that's been a growing interest of yours, is film, not just sound, but the actual
visuals. Well, it started mm-hmm. off with photography and then kind of just branched out into actual film. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the entire process of filming. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of it's definitely eye-opening to actually be on the other side of the camera for stuff like that. And you realize how much goes into just even making something that might be a little bit simpler, like The Office, mm-hmm. where it's just a guy with a camera following people around. So
yeah, the complexity behind that.
Yeah.
Well, this takes the Tea Sippers into a different realm. I mean, even more than some of the other things you've been mentioning, the poetry and the improv and taking it to film. But what a natural progression as well, because so much that is creative it ends up on the web and has to be shown visually and orally.
Yeah, and it's really good that we can get things like film and stuff, because I know that I write some stuff, and I know that other people on the board write stuff that like that we think is good, but we don't want to present in a stage format, or we don't think it would work in a stage format. We think it would be better in film, and we really want to experiment with filming that stuff and writing to fit certain filming styles and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fun. I think that's really great that we can do that.
Well, yes, it sounds like you're quite fearless in trying out different creative platforms, and that some ideas, yes, don't work in one medium and work much better in another. And you've obviously seeded your board with very talented people who are comfortable working in different mediums.
It's definitely exciting to see how a lot of these ideas are going to be progressing or maybe being transferred to multiple mediums now that we have the option to do so. So it's definitely exciting to see what the coming months are going to hold for us in that aspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I really like the film aspect in particular, because a lot of theater does include a lot of film. There's a lot of media in different plays or different things. And it gives us, like you said, creates to where we don't really have to have limits, and that's really fun. We all get the experience of working in different forms of art. And
right.
That's
so
really nice.
your ability, your skill at mediation is growing, and that you're not bound. If one of you has an idea and you think, oh, it's not going to work as a play, you're not coincided by that. You just think of another medium to put it into and translate it into dance, film, poetry, whatever that idea works best in. Now, I know that one of the components you mentioned earlier of this film is that you're going to hopefully put it up on YouTube, and you're going to have audience participation one night to get their take on this film. When is that going to happen?
Thursday night, the film will be presented, and what we want to do basically is we want to introduce the characters before the film. We want to play the film, and then afterward we want to bring the characters and then the actors that were in the film out onto the stage and get and have some questions from the audience. We're going to have some questions that we want to ask the audience, particular questions just about if they liked certain things, if they didn't like certain things. And then hopefully we can use whatever they say in benefiting us so that we can do better next time, in whatever way. And I know Lucas is really interested in that, so that he can see, his skills, what works for him and what, what may work better, things
like
that.
Well, it's absolutely a pilot in every sense of the word. It's going to be longer than anything else and than any of the coming installments would be. It's got a lot more character development for everyone to just see what they'd be getting themselves into if they did want more of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's going to be really great to have everybody who will be present for all of the filming, all the characters, be there to hear what the audience says and to just flesh out anything that we might need to change or stuff that people like, didn't like, want to see more of, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
So who will appear in the film? Are you in it, Brandy?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, the entire board is actually in the film. Okay. And we actually have two people that aren't directly on the board that we also brought in to be in the film, which I think we're going to do a lot of. We're going to do a lot of bringing in people we've worked with before and even maybe people we haven't worked with mm-hmm. necessarily as much, which is interesting.
So when you say mockumentary, is this sort of a mockumentary of characters who might be on a board, some nameless art board?
It basically started off as a character that I wrote. It centers around a character that I wrote when I was 11 or 12 years old, and he's a relationship expert, and he's basically a therapist focusing on relationships, and the joke is that he's not good at what he does. He's not American, and part of it is that we have no idea really where he's from, and then there are different characters that take place. So it takes place in his office. And there's a secretary, there's a janitor, there are basically all the workers that would live and work inside of this office. And we basically, in the film, we see what would happen on a normal day at this office. So like Lucas said, it's sort of a mock of the TV series, The Office.
With a slight twist.
Yes.
I didn't mean to laugh, but as you were describing that
you came up
with that idea when you were 11. That's pretty astonishing, that sophistication.
Well, it's actually a really popular web series called Vince L. Warren, and you should definitely check it out before
it
you come
YouTube.
See the
A really popular web series?
It's really great, actually.
Well, that sounds,
oh
like,
my
an,
God.
Starring, sounds like an internal discussion.
It's starring Andrew. So check it out.
Okay. I don't know if you'd
Thursday.
Want you to do that.
So the film that we're talking about will be on Thursday. It will open Tea Time. Tea Time, a collection of original works by my guests and other members of the board. That will open the series. What else will be performed on Thursday?
Thursday is just the film, and then okay. we'll meet the characters and we'll meet the actors and we'll do kind of a Q&A. So that's we wanted to do more, but then the film, that episode particularly turned out to be a lot longer than what we thought it would be.
It ended up being 50 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
That was a lot longer than we thought
it was. It's practically an evening with the questions and everything. So.
Okay, so the film, does it have a name? Relationship experts. You get to meet the actors and discuss with the cast, the filmmakers, the board of the Tea Sippers, this film, this effort, and it will be posted on YouTube after that. So you'll be able to experience it really in another realm. I mean, it's very different than seeing a film in a contained room and experiencing it on the web.
Correct.
So that's really been mediated again. On Friday night, it changes again, yet again. You mentioned quickly earlier what we can see on Friday, but what will happen on Friday?
Friday is sort of a one-man show. One of our board members, Austin Boudreau, Austin's been with us almost since the beginning. I think he came in the third or fourth show that we ever did. And Austin's been writing this particular piece for almost a year. And it's sort of like a stand-up comedy piece. You get to know Austin a little bit better. And if anyone's ever seen our shows, Austin is the one that sort of stands out. He plays some of the more peculiar characters and different things like that. He played Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet, where for most of the show he was in a corn outfit and things like that. And so it's a comedy. It's a comedy show is basically what it is. But it's very interesting. And then we have other members of the board who I think come in and out of the show to do different sort of assistance.
So they participate in this one-man show on Friday.
Correct. Okay. And then there's also quite a few pieces of film and media and video in his show. There are different clips and things that we'll be presenting. And so that's basically all that's happening on Friday. Uh-huh. And then
probably
Saturday.
Probably going to be very long. So.
His Saturday is very, very surreal. So
yeah.
Yes.
Watch out.
And then Saturday is the Saturday Night Live night is basically what I'd compare it to the most. We have dance, poetry, theater, music, all sorts of live entertainment.
It's a real collaborative effort on Saturday evening.
Correct.
So it sounds like people could go every evening and see something completely different enjoyable as well. Again, if you are tuning in, my guests are from the Tea Sippers. They're all on the board, and they are all participating in Tea Time, a collection of original works that will take place Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Theater 810. So how has this process been? I mean, this is quite different than what you all have done before. How
it's
has
been
it felt?
Really long and actually really tiring. I think this is probably harder than doing an actual play, like having a script and doing it, mm-hmm. only because, you know, some of the things are improv, some of the pieces have actual dialogue that was written and that we've been rehearsing, but it's harder to take improv and solidify, you know, certain moments. You know, we understand that this has to happen, and then it's, you know, in such a way free to get to those points. But we were talking the other day, I don't know how people, like on SNL and things like that, do it like every
sustain
week.
Sustain that kind of schedule
it's,
and creativity.
It's crazy. It's been really crazy. And it's really given us another bit of experience so that we understand, you know, if we want to do this again ever – just kind of how to go about it and what works best such ways.
This is kind of an experiment for us. It is really hard. I think it might be harder than doing like a real play or a straight play, because like you have things that you know you have to do in a straight play. You have the lines that you have to say. You have, you know, the blocking is sometimes up to interpretation, but you know the boundaries are very, very set. But in this, we had to create it from scratch, and we just kind of had to go with it and see, like,
but
I
yet
don't know,
at the same time,
works.
You want it to be just as professional
and
tight and entertaining as any of
and
the
that's,
other performances.
And that's really like the biggest part of the equation is thinking, we think this is good, or we like this, but will people watching this like this? So, you know, we have to answer that question while we're doing it.
We'll just have to enjoy a little tea time and find out, I guess.
I am kind of worried about people getting it, I suppose, because there is some, like, surreal comedy. It's some of the things are, like, almost parodies of themselves.
Sure.
Like, the dance is very – I think the dance is very entertaining.
That's a lot of them are also very, very, very
– personal?
No, it's not that. It's just that it's a certain kind of humor. And for some people, it might be
– it's a very niche kind of humor that
exactly.
we're known for,
yeah.
really.
Yeah. Well,
you will not know until people attend and decide what they think of it. And on Thursday, they'll have a chance for a Q&A afterwards, and I'm sure you would welcome that at any time also. Can people find out more? Do you have a Facebook page? What's
the best way? On our Facebook page, we have an event. It's just called Tea Time, a collection of original works. And they can buy tickets at the door, all that kind of thing. We do a lot of walk-ups. We encourage walk-ups. Or they can call Theater 810 and make reservations.
Okay. Again, it's called Tea Time, a collection of original works by my guests and other members of the board of the Tea Sippers. That is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we didn't get much of a chance to talk, but you all are doing Rocky Horror Picture Show in October.
In October, yes.
And we hope to have you back to talk more about that when it comes. Well, thank you all. Andrew Vincent, Lucas Gilbo, Brandy Champagne, and Joey Mills, all of the Tea Sippers.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.